Everybody is looking for love in all the wrong places. I know I have looked for it in lovers, from children, from friends, from bosses, from co-workers, from students. The list goes on. That stops now. I will begin recognizing the love I am made of. First, let me say a prayer. Today, I bear it all, B-A-R-E, for the world to see. I place my love on my sleeve. You have my attention, Lord. Continue to heal my heart as I take my rightful place in your creation. May all of the messages I've shared through my platforms activate in my life now. Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. I know that I am protected and that there is a hedge around me. I know that angels have been placed in the road in front of me to keep me from making a mistake. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your messengers and angels. Like in the Matrix, when information and skills were downloaded into Leo, download your excellence in me and through me, and I will express it out to the world through my speaking, singing, dancing, Tai Chiing, writing, dressing, teaching, talking, speaking, expressing gratefulness and praising you because I love praising you. Hallelujah. I feel peace around me now. I love myself. I release the stress of looking for love in all the wrong places. Today, I will not look for love outside anymore. I now release this self-thought burden so that I can excel at everything that is placed before me. I will not beg for love. I will not yearn for love or want for no good thing, as the elders used to say in my place of worship. I will not look for a lover or be distracted or preoccupy myself with pleading, soliciting the attention of another. I now love myself. Today, I have my breakthrough as I continue to release in 2023. I will no longer cry in my heart for a lover to show appreciation to me. I will appreciate it, the powerful love that embodies me. I am loved because I am made in God's image. I take a seat at my throne this day. I am the Empress in my life. I remember now to take my rightful seat. Love, logic, and truth embodies me. I am my true love. I have dominion over myself, my mind, and my heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being patient with me. Forgive me for my temporary amnesia. I will love myself unconditionally right now as of this day. The day of the Lord is at hand. The day of Yahweh is at hand. Now I know what that meant. Today, I return to my childlike innocence when love was expected and believed to be available. I step up by stepping back into the Garden of Eden. Peace and shalom.